Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
My name is Charlotte Nelson, and I have discovered a charge on my MasterCard bill that I don't know what it is. So what is this?
The number you're calling, we're a third-party call center.
Yes.
We represent from more than one company.
It says Peak Lifestyle Goals. What's this for?
We're a third-party call center. We represent from more than one company. I could try to.
I'm sorry. Can you slow down? What was that?
We're a third-party call center. We represent for more than one company. I can try to pull up a charge with their zip code and their first and last name.
Okay. Because whatever this is, I want it reversed.
I could try to pull up a charge with their zip code and their first and last name.
Charlotte Nelson, 37803. This is the phone number that came up with this.
Yes, Evan, could you verify your mailing address? Hello?
Hello? I'm sorry.
Could you verify your mailing address?
Oh, I'm sorry. 5526 Mile Road.
Yes, and it looks like there was a contest that was entered for a KitchenAid mixer.
For what?
It was for a KitchenAid mixer.
KitchenAid mixer?
Yes, ma'am.
And is for how much?
Whenever you enter that contest for the KitchenAid mixer, you have to be enrolled in our app, Bitesub. The winners are picked based off our subscriptions.
Okay, I do recall something about a KitchenAid mixer, but it said for $2.99. So, no, let's get rid of this, since I haven't received anything.
Yes, that's a contest, an app, and Bitesub is an app.
Oh,
you have to go to your phone, or you can go to the website.
I have to go through what?
Bitesub is an app on your phone, or you can go to the website.
Give me a telephone number that I can get this off my bill.
This would be the number to call. We represent for the company.
Then get it off my bill.
If you would like to continue, we can offer you a $20 monthly rate.
You can all offer me what?
If you would like to continue with that contest, we can offer you a $20 monthly rate.
I do not want to continue. It's at $2.99, so I'm already charged $60.
Yes, I mean, it states that that's a contest entry.
Right, so no. Nothing said anything about being charged $60.
Yes, and that's stated throughout the terms and conditions. We can go ahead and have this account canceled. We can offer it.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Cancel it and return my money.
We can offer you a 75%.
Because that was not what was said.
It's stated on the website. You also would have had to agree that you had understood that.
Well, I don't care about their website. I didn't go to a website.
That's the only way you could have been entered in the contest.
No, it's not. It was off of Facebook.
That would be a website.
Well, okay. Whatever. But I don't know where it was, so. And everybody told me it was a scam, and evidently it is, so. So cancel this.
I can cancel the account.
And return my money. Otherwise, I will report this.
I can cancel the account. We can offer a 75% refund.
That's fine. Give me, what you can back.
Takes 3 to 5 days to post. Would you like a cancellation?
That's fine. That's fine. I will make sure.
Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes, I do.
C as in Charlie.
I'm sorry.
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
92 02 05 28 28 71 71 4 4.
Okay, that's the cancellation number.
That's great.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for my customer support. You have a great day.
All right. Yeah, because 2 to 3 days, I will check my account
three
to make
to
sure that it has been refunded. All right, thank you.
Thanks for my customer support. You have a great day.